Hey everyone, welcome back to How to Be Stoic, your daily dose of strength, wisdom, and courage. I'm Dylan Brooks, and let me tell you, life can throw some serious curveballs sometimes. It's like that one time in high school when you thought you aced the history test, but ended up with a D because you forgot to write your name on a talk about an epic fail. But seriously, we all face moments where we feel lost, confused, or even just plain overwhelmed. That's why cultivating inner wisdom is so darn important. It's like having a compass that guides you through the storm, helping you make decisions that align with your values and lead to a more fulfilling life. Think of it like this. You wouldn't set sail without a map, would you? Inner wisdom acts as that map for your soul, leading you towards true happiness and purpose. So, how do we actually cultivate this inner wisdom? Let me break it down into five key takeaways that are going to rock your world. 1. Embrace the power of self-reflection. Ever felt like you're just going through the motions, reacting to life instead of truly living it? That's when self-reflection becomes your secret weapon. Take some time each day, even just 5 minutes, to check in with yourself. Ask yourself questions like, what am I feeling right now? What are my thoughts and motivations behind this decision? Am I being true to myself? This practice helps you understand your own patterns, beliefs, and values, which is the foundation for building inner wisdom. 2. Learn from your experiences. We all stumble, we all fall, but that's how we learn and grow. Every experience, both good and bad, offers valuable lessons. Instead of dwelling on mistakes, see them as opportunities to learn and adapt. Ask yourself, what can I take away from the situation? How can I apply this knowledge to make better choices in the future? Remember, even failures can be stepping stones towards success. But seek out diverse perspectives. You know that saying, two heads are better than one. Well, it's true. Expanding your circle and engaging with people from different backgrounds, cultures, and beliefs broadens your horizons and challenges your assumptions. It exposes you to new ideas and ways of thinking, enriching your understanding of the world and yourself. 4. Cultivate mindfulness. Ever feel like your mind is racing a million miles an hour? Mindfulness helps you slow down, focus on the present moment, and appreciate the little things. Take a few deep breaths, savor your morning coffee, or simply observe your surroundings without judgment. By practicing mindfulness, you develop a deeper connection to yourself and the world around you, fostering inner peace and clarity. 5. Trust your intuition. Deep down, you have an inner voice that knows what's best for you. Sometimes it whispers, sometimes it shouts, but always listen. That gut feeling, those intuitive nudges, they are often your wisest guide. Learn to trust yourself even when things seem uncertain. Now, let me tell you about a real-life scenario where someone used these principles to cultivate inner wisdom. Imagine Sarah, a talented graphic designer who was stuck in a rut. She felt uninspired and doubted her abilities. But instead of letting those negative thoughts consume her, Sarah started practicing self-reflection. She realized that she craved more creative freedom and collaboration. Inspired by this newfound clarity, Sarah reached out to other designers, attended workshops, and even took on freelance projects outside her comfort zone. As a result, Sarah not only rediscovered her passion, but also built valuable connections and expanded her skills. By listening to her inner voice and taking action, she transformed her situation from one of doubt to one of empowerment. That's the magic of cultivating inner wisdom. It opens doors to possibilities you never thought possible. So, what are you waiting for? Start your journey towards inner wisdom today. Reflect on your experiences, learn from others, trust your intuition, and embrace the power of mindfulness. Remember, the answers you seek lie within you. Join me tomorrow as we dive into another powerful Stoic principle. Remember, strength doesn't come from physical prowess alone. It comes from resilience, self-control, and an unwavering commitment to living a virtuous life. Until then, keep striving for greatness.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.